going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll check in with you people. See everyone's saying today, watching on YouTube. We got to give away this prize.
Got to give it away.
$100 gift card to Sunoco.
I think some people got it. I think they got it.
Well, that last.
Not the first card. Not the one that you pick next, though. They're not going to get it.
No, you don't think so?
Nah.
All right, we'll see if they do or not.
All right, I would be surprised if they did.
Before we get back to everything here and everyone's phone calls and the Phillies and the draft, and how about we end the show today? How about we give a name we want tonight? We'll end the show by giving the name we want the Eagles to pick. All right, we'll end that. The name you want, we already know who you're going to pick. All right,
Kyle so and I.
Kyle and I will give a name without any other reason besides we want them on the Eagles. That we want him to pick tonight.
I already got my DM slide. I'm like, hey, big head.
It's in the drafts? It's in the drafts?
Yeah, it's in the drafts. Okay. That's when you sit out there. But hey, big head, how you doing?
Okay.
Congrats to your nephew.
I do want to get your take on this, though, Hugh, because I found it interesting. And then Ross this morning was on with the morning show, and he commented on it. So Jay Glazer put this out yesterday, and this is from him. Interesting thing that came up in my draft prep calls. For years, teams have pulled players off the board for two reasons. Injury concerns or character concerns. So Jay now says a third category has been added for why most teams he talked to had someone off their board. And that reason was, quote, doesn't love football. This was the first year it was so prevalent. He asked around why, and the thought is because of NIL money. Guys have already been paid. They don't need the money as much as maybe they used to. So the guys who love football are appreciated more. I think there's a sense that those guys will give their all more in the NFL. Hugh, what do you think of this? This is new, right? Because the NIL is new, but I see the logic to this where, you know, if you have $8 million in the bank already, or five, or even two, maybe if you don't love the game, you're not going to get the most out of that player.
Well, maybe you might not think about, you know, you're thinking about starting a business, or maybe you have a business degree.
Your mind is somewhere else.
You have seed money.
Right.
This is something that I remember when Travis Schlenk was the GM of the Hawks. I asked him about when we were talking about who to draft, and this was during the time Luka and Trae Young were coming out. And he said, you really have to vet what are these guys playing for now, because you're talking about NBA players that come in and they make a ton of money out the gate. Like, their money's basically guaranteed, and you have to figure out a player's why. Same thing in the NFL. And the thing that I think that teams are having problems adjusting to, because when I heard that, you know, the first person I thought about is Shador, because a lot of teams don't get where he's coming from. I think a lot of teams forgot who his dad was and how confident he is. Shador is very confident. I think for a lot of people, they see that confidence that he has is arrogance and not caring. Because I told you about when somebody asked me about a simple question and how he went into the detail about what kind of car I drive or something like that. I think this is an overreaction to the fact that these young men are they probably want to play, but they ain't got to sit here and let you talk to them crazy like they used to. Remember, it was a few years ago. I think it was Brian Cox or somebody asked an off-the-wall question to one of the draftees or something, and he got in trouble. Remember, because the Falcons got in trouble for it.
I forget exactly what it was, but it seemed like across the line, the
yes,
question.
Yes, yeah. It was some crazy questions.
Maybe about his mother or
something
girlfriend,
like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Cats don't have to, like, used to sit in those rooms, and I remember vividly because I was that guy, coming from nothing, being from a small school, and you know, just going to every interview, you know, and doing all the other stuff. And I remember it was times where some cats from bigger schools were like, hey, what position you draft in? I don't need to talk to you. You're not going to be there. You got more kids like that, or they're like, hey, I don't have to play in the NFL. It'll be nice to do it,
right?
But I've made enough money that I could go do something else. I don't really necessarily look at that as a bad thing.
So I think it's okay. Then people can feel however they want to feel. But if I was running a team, I want to know. Like, do you truly love football or do you don't? Because if you don't and you don't need money, then maybe, like, how do I know a year from now you really want to do this, right? Because football's time and energy and effort. Like, I think this is something I could see the Eagles prioritizing. Can't you see Howie tonight, whoever they pick, getting to the podium at 12:30 a.m. and saying, this kid loves football.
But you know what? I think you could. That's an easy conversation to have. Because I remember, like, certain people that I would talk, this was a while ago, this was before NIL, but you would talk to certain guys, and it was just a feeling you had about them that knew that they wanted to play. You can't deny that, because the time, the blood, sweat, the sweat equity
right.
that you have to put into playing this game, this ain't willy-nilly. It really isn't. I think that what has happened in this draft is that a lot of these kids, they got a lot more confidence than these GMs and these scouts are used to dealing with. They're used to dealing with guys. Remember, I remember seeing a video of Jalen talking about why the Eagles should draft him. And he was all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and excited and talking about how much of a leader he is and all this other stuff. And then you got the flip side, using quarterbacks as an example. Shadur said, hey, well, you've seen the film. You see what I do. He said, I'm the ultimate cheat code or something to that effect. You know, I got the brains of a Tom Brady. And you marry that with the skill set, what's the problem? I think that people look at that, they don't know how to handle that. And they get in their feelings because you don't see too many men or young men that confident. Well, and I think part of that is because of his father.
It probably is. The Shadur thing, I'm not sure where he comes down on this. You're right. Jalen was very confident when the Eagles spoke.
Was confident, but it was a confident that didn't make them feel uncomfortable.
Right. And you could tell with Jalen, he loves football.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes a big. Let's hear Ross Tucker. He was asked about this morning by The Morning Show.
Great thing for the NFL teams, because it enables them to identify, while these guys are still in college, who really loves football and who loves the things that come along with football.
Mm.
There are guys that, because they've gotten so much NIL money, mm-hmm. they kind of think they've made it, and they kind of act like they've made it, and some of them end up dropping, they don't have as good as senior years or juniors, mm. whatever. And so teams have to try to figure out, okay, is it because this guy already knew he was going to go pro?
Yeah.
Is it just, you know, he's a young kid? But I think, you know, there are guys that get whatever the money is, 500 grand, 800 grand, whatever it is, and it just motivates them more. They just work harder. It
wow.
actually,
great.
Because when they're in college before, and they all have $0 unless they play in the SEC, okay, the way it used to be. All right, you really didn't know, uh-huh. you know, if what the true motivation was. Do they really, really love the sport, or do they love what they think the sport can give them?
It's interesting. I mean, it's a new element to this whole thing that was never part of it, right? Because other than the kids that were paid under the table, most guys, Hugh, didn't get to the NFL rich.
Yeah, they didn't. But the money now is off the hook.
Yeah.
But I still think that, you know, the NFL gives you something that the NIL money can't give you. You know, like, you could be a great college player, but the prestige of playing in the NFL,
I
still think that there's a draw there. But, yeah, I get it. It's just, to me, it's just interesting that over the last couple of weeks, I guess, because I'm assuming when they talk about these kids, I'm pretty sure Shadur's name has come up, you know, mm-hmm. that he's the one that people are looking at. and thinking about.
Well, he's going to be one of the stories tonight. I mean, yeah. But we'll be following during the draft show because some people think he could still be a first rounder. Some people think he's going to move out of the first round altogether. Doc Leon in Cherry Hill's up. I think he has a song about the Phillies we're going to hear. What's up, Doc Leon?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hey, guys.
Thanks. What's up, Doc?
Taking the call. Mm-hmm. So, a bunch of calls today about entertainment. I think the fans need to keep their spirits up to help the team. So, I wrote this song. It's the tune of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, which is public domain now, so you're allowed to use it.
Okay.
And here it goes.
All right.
So, I picture first doing it the first inning, seventh inning, and middle of the ninth inning as well to get the team going in with a wave going, a bi-directional wave going both around the field both ways. Mm-hmm.
What's the song?
Okay. It's baseball time with the Phillies, and we'll win today, that's for sure. We'll eat on ice cream pretzels and Cracker Jack and cheer our fighting Phils as they each swing their bat where the P-H-I-double-L-I-E-S will hit, run, defend, and score. Hey, use it's 1-2-3 structure out with a Philly fanatical core.
Oh, my gosh, it's awful.
I didn't think it was awful, Kyle. Hugh, you like to chime in when people do songs for us, like Doc Leon.
I think Hugh passed out.
No, I was about to take a nap, though. I thought about it.
Oh, you guys are hard graders.
I appreciate your effort, though. Yeah. The effort was commendable.
What was better, this or the Phillies right now? The song.
Damn, Joe,
the song.
Really?
The song's better. The song's better than the Phillies. Doc Leon, we appreciate the phone call.
The song
call.
Was a little bit more consistent. Mm.
Yeah, at least he followed a tune and the pattern. You guys are very hard graders to
Look,
songs.
I'll say it does take stones to call in to radio station and perform your song.
Yes.
But, like, not just everyone should be out here writing songs.
Nah, that's a skill set that a lot of people don't have. I agree with Kyle with that one.
Thank you.
Well, I think anyone can write a song. Maybe we got
a good one, I should say. That everyone needs to
I can write a song.
That doesn't mean everyone needs to hear it.
Maybe you should do that. Maybe they're going to do that. He will write a song for us. All right, Tom in Middletown. Is he going to win this $100 gift card? We shall see. What's up, Tom?
We didn't even ask that.
He didn't have to guess. I didn't see the stars on the screen.
So I won.
Cooked them.
Totally cooked. Tom, go ahead.
Good afternoon, guys. I got a couple comments and a guess.
Oh, what you got?
I need to feed my Hellcat with that 94 premium.
That hit home with that mm-hmm. Hellcat.
Yeah. the one you stole from you?
that hurt a little bit.
I have got a bet that's better than an 8-leg parlay.
Oh, wow.
I feel attacked.
Okay, it's over under on Hugh at 9 o'clock tonight.
No, Tom, I'm about to go take a nap, dog. I've told Jilly in the break, I'm going to get those little 2-hour nap. I'm going to get that.
Dude, I'll tell you what. I enjoy listening to the radio, but now that I watch it on YouTube, dude, you're going to crash by nuts.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, people can see you run on fumes.
They see me over here yawning.
Well, they know your history. You felt you
know
when we were in the Super Bowl, Tom. We were at dinner. It was 6 o'clock. The guy was passed out at the table.
Dude, I am a master of body language, and I'm telling you, the over under is 9 o'clock, and someone's got to be honest with me, and that's better than an 8-leg parlay.
No, Tom. I told Joe in the break. I said, you know what, Joe? I'm gonna go ahead and take that. I'm gonna go get them 2 hours of sleep. I'm gonna go home. Because if I don't, I am not gonna.
You
make
talked
it.
A big game this morning.
I know.
And by the time the show's over, he's like,
No, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go and take this nap.
See, I think if the Eagles were picking in the top 15, adrenaline
would
keep
be
you through.
Okay, yeah.
But 32.
No, and
when I'm talking about the Falcons taking some guy we never heard of, you're gonna be half asleep.
Let's be honest, man. It feels like the Eagles are going to make a move. But it feels like they might trade back.
No.
They might trade back.
We're going to sit there for 5 hours to leave without a player?
Yes.
No.
That's why.
No.
That's what kind of prompted me to go home and just take a nap. Because I'm going to be mad. If they trade out of the first round, which I think they're going to do.
You got to prepare for the worst, man.
I'm going to be mad.
Take the nap.
I'm going to be mad.
Yeah, take that
I'm going to take
yeah.
this nap.
Well, listen, if I agree with Kyle. If we're sitting on the 32nd pick and it comes to our pick and we could get a TJ Watt for a 32nd pick, I'm on that in a heartbeat.
Slam dunk, Tom. Mm.
A slam dunk.
Of course it is.
Dude, I want $40 million a year.
32nd overall pick for a perennial defensive player of the year candidate. Let's not overthink it, guys. Don't overthink
it. I'm sorry. I already overthought it.
I know.
Go ahead, Tom.
All right. Well, I would do it. And like I said, if we're stuck there, I mean, if we're at that 32nd pick, it might as well be a second round pick. If you could get a TJ Watt for that, hell yes.
This is my favorite thing we do. We take picks in rounds and we decide, well, it's really this. 32nd pick's actually a second rounder.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I get it.
I mean,
close.
It is.
No, it's not. It's a first rounder.
It used to be. Well, before there were 32 teams.
If you're next to Hugh at the 32nd okay. pick, you better nudge him.
What'd you say?
Nudge
him. I plan on being up, man. I'll be up.
We need the crowd tonight to keep Hugh awake. Just yeah, just
you
make
know, back
sure.
when Hugh played, 32 was the second round pick.
But Hugh—that was a long time ago. The 95 draft.
Just saying.
I mean, think about how long ago that was. You were barely born. I was in the third grade. It's a long time ago, man.
Y'all ain't. I don't feel bad about that. I don't feel bad about going to take this nap either.
You shouldn't.
I don't. I do not. I need that. I need that nap.
All right, Tom, what's your guess? Who is this to win the $100 gift card to Sunoco?
I'm going to say Napoleon Cole.
Well, you hit it. 100%, yes, man. The Raider running back, who at one point led the NFL in yards per carry in a season, mostly because he got to play Hugh and ran all over him.
Yeah, he was a.
Did we ever find out if he was once the king of Italy?
It did say that.
I mean, I guess if he took it, like, I guess it would make sense if he was sort of like a.
He took it over?
He was an empire guy.
Yeah,
he was a huge empire guy.
Yeah. Hey, Hugh, thank you for that fifth clue.
Yeah, I had to give
everyone needed it.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody would.
Didn't know what wasn't happening today. Tom, good phone call,
somebody
buddy.
Somebody said Curtis? Curtis?
Yeah, I was wondering.
What famous Curtis, what historic Curtis do you know? Curtis Jackson, 50 Cent? Who?
Yeah, how many famous Curtises are there?
Somebody said Tyrone Wheatley? Seriously, all jokes aside, how many famous historical Tyrones do we know? Historical.
Not that many. I have a question. Is the name Curtis out? I haven't met a young, like my kids are young. No one tells me about their friend named Curtis anymore.
I think Kurt?
Curtis.
Kurt.
You guys are the ones with kids. There's no classmates.
There's no Curtises.
Curtises.
I don't know, no Curtises.
I just think Curtis is done. Yeah, I think we're over with Curtises.
Yeah.
Is it really?
He said, is it?
It's a shame for adult Curtises.
Oh, yeah. I just think it's natural that names come in and out, right?
The young Curtis. Like the young Curtises.
Well, there's not really.
You mean like a baby
probably
Curtis?
Not many Hughes either.
Oh, no. Hughes
it's
going
a few,
out.
It's a few. I was about to say hers. It's a few.
You need that. There's a lot of hers,
I
yeah.
That. I need that now.
Yeah, we've lost them.
Starting to, hey, you know, it's starting to prop, what they say, land the plane? I'm about to land the plane.
All right, can we check in with you people, see where they're up to today?
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
I'd like to remind you people and everybody else listening that you can join us for a special one-night-only event with Eagles legend Brandon Graham. Get your tickets for BG Live on 5-5 right now, 94WIP.com. So one of the biggest problems when one of our rivals kicks our ass... Is that we get this. We had a Mets fan in the chat today.
Oh, no.
And he was there the entire show.
Okay.
And he was so annoying. Seems like a total New York bozo. I mean, he was riling everybody up, just getting into fights with people. Yeah. So the Phillies, for everybody's sake and for a lot of reasons, need to turn this around. But mostly so we can get rid of these pesky New York Mets fans. They are just the worst.
The issue with the YouTube people is, like, we can't knock them out. Like, we get at some point, we get a Cowboy caller, a Met caller. We can knock them out pretty fast. He's that person.
Yeah, he's
just
stuck
stays.
There. Yeah. And there's nothing you can do about it.
I feel bad about
that. And like, think about Phillies fans that I respect is they're not just going to take the crap.
No.
So they're fighting with them the whole time. But, you know, it really waters down how much goes on in the YouTube chat.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was a little bit tough to deal with. Joe, looking like Dr. Evil today. That's a new one.
Dr. Evil.
Did he wear blue?
Well, I guess it looks gray on TV because somebody said something about gray.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
It's blue, but all right.
Yep. We did get a call to bring ESP back because apparently he keeps you in check.
I got to ask him how.
But what did he do? Well, it was different. You know, I gave him a little gray stuff. I didn't want to hit him at all. And I was a little distracted yesterday. There were some folks running around in the building that I ain't never seen before.
Oh, that's right.
What do you
this
mean
was,
distracted?
He was doing his thing where he couldn't pass.
Did you say hi to people while we're on here again?
No.
Come on. We talked about this.
Like mid-sentence.
No. The best was Kyle said, I'm a little distracted. Gosh, did you not beef?
You know, the idea of the fishbowl is that the people could see us, not that we are paying attention to the people.
I try not to, but when people are looking, sometimes I got to look and see who's looking. I got to look.
Were these people that work here or new people?
I don't know. I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But I also had to do the show. So, you know what I mean? It was Kyle was getting irritated, so I had to pick one or the other. So I picked the show.
We got a new nickname for our giveaway, Hugh Clueless.
Listen,
that's a good one.
Y'all ain't hurting my feelings. That was a great clue. Those were great.
I don't know, man. There's been a couple times these YouTube comments have hit you right
in the soul. I know. They get them. Yeah, they really do.
The company fan would have been taken. No,
that one hurt. That one cut deep.
Oh, boy.
That one cut deep.
These are always my favorites. Gilio, this guy Gilio, same guy who guaranteed the Phillies would win the division in June last year.
But that happened.
You were
right. There's so many things I say that are wrong. Just find one of those. I don't understand why we keep using the one I was right about. It doesn't even make any sense. Yes.
Well, they got you.
They got me. That time you were right, idiot. You. Idiot. Yeah.
All right, Hugh's shirt is getting a lot of love today.
There, I knew it.
Stepdaddy material. Now, the big question was, is there a kid's limit for this stepdaddy proposal? Like, are you willing to walk into a situation where there's about nine non-stepkids?
Like Brady Bunch stuff over here?
As my contact starts to act up.
Oh, no.
They got to be young kids. No allies. You know, you don't want no grown kids because, you know, it's different when they're grown.
Not going to respect you when they're grown.
Yeah, but when they're little, you know, you got a chance. So little kids. Kids.
But there's no limit to the number.
Well, yeah, it's definitely a limit.
Okay.
It's a limit because if it's too many damn kids, I'm not taking all them kids for ice cream. Like, listen, I got a six-year-old. I ain't about to take my six-year-old and your nine kids. That's 10 damn kids.
And ice cream these days? Like, ain't cheap. Yep. Yeah.
Not feeding all them kids.
Last thing, rampant speculation today that Hugh may have been AI this entire time. As evidenced by some of the short-circuiting incidents that we've had.
Those, I can't even get it out.
That's from the beginning. We might have had AI.
The scandal that rocks WIP. Hugh Douglas has never been here. AI version of the former Eagle.
I'm starting to dislike these you people, man. they are brutal.
Oh, that's it.
I could see the article now. WIP's been using an AI version of Hugh Douglas.
He's not even real. Use AI more.
We don't.
We do.
No, we've talked about the robots. We're done with them. Done. All right, before we hand it over to the afternoon show, are they at the link today?
They are.
Yes, sir. All right. So they're doing their show live from Lincoln Financial.
I wonder how Jack, do you think Jack feels a little uncomfortable?
At the link?
Yeah, because, you know, he doesn't really like things like that.
Oh, Well, they get to yell about the Phillies, I think, a little bit. That'll be more comfortable.
Yeah.
He's part of the draft show tonight. Everyone's part of the draft show. We're going to be on 6 o'clock, by
Except
the way.
Maybe Hugh.
Rob Ellis leading the way at 6. I'll be on at 7. Hugh will be there from 6 all the way to the end. And an 8.
Or his end.
Yeah, his. At 8
or
o'clock.
Or my demise. I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to get at least 2 hours.
8 o'clock, YouTube. I think it's streaming on Twitter, Odyssey app, everywhere you can find it. Hang out with us, myself, Hugh, Ike, and Ellie. All right, before we go, hand off to the afternoon show. I need the name you want tonight. Who the Eagles should select? I'll go first. Derek Harmon, defensive tackle, Oregon. That's who I want tonight. I think it's realistic, and I think he's a really good football player. Kyle, let's go to you next so Hugh could particularly tell us who he wants.
Yeah, I decided I'm going to do something that I've never done before, I'm going to be a brat and very stubborn.
You want TJ Watt?
If it's not TJ Watt. Don't even talk to me.
All right, I want Derek Harmon. Kyle wants a trade for T.J. Watt. Hugh, who do you want the Eagles to take tonight?
Joy Taylor. Peanut butter brown skin. What else did he say that I cannot say on there? But peanut butter brown skin. I'm voting for peanut butter week.
You're going to get yourself in trouble. Mason Taylor, tight end LSU. All right, we'll talk to you guys tonight from the link. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Birds!